Begin the current daf, Masechtas Nida, daf Lamed Alef. Begin three lines down at the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues with another teaching from the same Amayra, continuing on the theme of the previous Gemara's Agadic discussion regarding the embryo as a fetus in the utero. So, Amar Belazi says, "Lamavla doime b'me'ime." What could be compared to a child in the mother's womb? La'egoiz munach b'seifel shamayim, like a nut that's in a bowl of water. Where Adam Leisnetz Boyalov, if a person puts his finger on the nut, Shekei Lekan Lekan, it gets submerged here and there. You can't stay, it doesn't stay in one place. It's flexible, it moves from one to another. You press the nut, it pushes away, so too the embryo is ensconced in that water inside the womb, and it moves, it has that flexibility inside the womb. The first 3 months, the first trimester, Vlad dar b'mother hatachten. The child dwells in the lower region of the woman's body. Imtziyim, the middle months, the middle 3 months, the second trimester. Vlad dar b'mother emtzayiv, and the child dwells in the middle dwelling place. Achrayim, the last trimester, the last 3 months. Vlad dar b'mother elyon, and the child dwells in the upper area. Now, v'kimin shegiyas mani lasis, once it reaches the time for the child to come out, mishapach v'yetzi, then he turns over. Meaning he turns around because he's in one direction, and then he comes out. As the Gemara explains, v'zeh chevle isha, these are the child pains of a woman. Because behind the Zidnan, this is what we learned in the Braisa. Chevle shel nekeva merubin shel zachar. The birth pains of giving birth to a girl is more than that of giving birth to a boy. As the Gemara first explains. V'amar Belazi says, my crow, what's the pasuk that we mentioned before regarding the child as it develops through the different trimesters? Like it says, a pasuk in Tehillim. It says, asher usesi basesu. That David Melch says that I was made in concealment, meaning no one can see inside in the utero. Rukamti betachtis aretz. I was woven in the bottom of the ground. Now, Dartilay never doesn't say I dwelled on the bottom of the ground. Elirukamti, rather I was formed, which is the beginning of the formation, which like we said, that's on the bottom, in the bottom region of the woman. And then as the months of development in utero go on, it gets higher and higher. Now, says Gemara, Maishna Chevli Nekev Merubim Mishal Zacha, what's the difference? Why the child pains of giving birth to a girl more than that of a boy? So the Gemara explains, Zebo Kederch Tashmisha, but Zebo Kederch Tashmisha, each one comes out the way they have relations. A man has relations facing downward. So too a boy is born with his face downward. A girl has relations facing upward, therefore the girl has to flip around. Because in utero, the face is downward. As the Gemara said previously, on the previous daf, the head is between the knees. Now, so therefore, the boy, it only has to turn around one place from to go head downward, but it doesn't have to flip around because its head is already facing down and it's born with its head facing downward. Whereas, so zuhay feches penel, a girl has to not just go downward, but also has to turn from her face being upward to then turn it downward. And therefore, whereas v'ze'in hoifech panav, the boy doesn't have to turn his face around, it's already facing downward, and by the girl, the birth has to turn its face upward, because it's born the way that it has relations, so therefore that's another thing that has to turn around. There's always child pain, because it has to go turn head downward. Head downward meaning instead of head up, head down, but then what way is the face turning? And it's downward, and the boy is born downward, the girl has to have one more turn, which is to have a face upward, therefore there's more child pain in the birth of a girl than a boy. The first 3 months, the first trimester, tashmesh kashal isha begam kashal avlad. Having marital relations is harsh for the woman and harsh for the child. The child, because the child is there on the bottom, over there in the lower region, like we said, which Rashi says doesn't know why it's harsh for the woman. Imtiim, the second trimester, the middle of the pregnancy, kashli isha v'yashal lavlad. It's harsh for the woman, but it's good for the child. Achrayim, where it's not there on the bottom anymore, so it's not causing pain to the fetus. Achrayim, the last trimester, yafal isha v'yashal lavlad. Then it's good for the woman and it's good for the child. Shemitoch kach nimtza avlad malubin, because by having relations all the way at the end, it comes out that the child is clean, is white, because the white seed of the man whitens the child from all its filth. And the child comes out strong and robust. If someone has relations on the 90th day, the third of the life of the fetus, as if he spilled blood, that would be murdering the fetus on day 90 of conception. Says the Gemara, So how does he know? A person doesn't know exactly when the wife conceived to know it's day 90. So Elam Abaye, Rabbi Abaye says, Meshamash Vayelach, yeah, he could continue having relations, because as the Pasuk says, until the Meshem Ibsam Hashem safeguards the fools, we don't know any better, so therefore Hashem protects us. Now tell him about Luna Braisim. There are three partners in the formation of a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Av V'imay, God, his mother, and his father. Aviv Mazriah HaLoivin, the father, as his role in the formation of the child, his seed is white. So Shememenu Atzamais, from that comes the bones, V'gidim, the tendons, V'tzipranayim, the fingernails, V'moich Shabaroshay, the brain in the head, V'leivin Shabayin, the white in the eyes, those are all white, whitish, from the white seed, from the father. The mother's seed is red. That's the blood, the menstrual blood. Her seed is red. From that is the skin, ubaster, the flesh, the iris, and the hair, and the black in the eye. Hashem gives into the person a spirit, the neshama and a soul, the clasped upon them, the shine of the face, and the vision of the eye, because although we said the eye is created from the father and the mother, the white and the black, but you can't see. Because a dead person has eyes, has lips, has ears, but he can't see, can't hear, and he can't talk. The actual senses itself is given by Hashem, which includes v'shmias ha'ayzen, the hearing of the ears, v'dibur pen, the speech of the mouth, v'hilach raglayim, the walking of the feet, u'bin the behaskel, understanding and wisdom. Now, v'kivin shegiyas man lipatim la'olam, once it reaches time for the person to be leaving from this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu noitel chelka, Hashem takes his portion, v'chelek av v'imam v'nech lefnim, and he leaves the portion of the father in front of them, which is the rest of the body, but there's no life to the person. Amra Papa says, Hain dam inchi, this is what people say, putz milcha, throw off the salt from the meat, and then it's not going to be fit for anyone but the dogs, because it's going to rot, v'shadi bisl kalba, then to throw the meat to the dogs, so too the soul, which is like the salt of the body to sustain it, once the soul leaves, so then the body deteriorates and decomposes. Darish Rav Chinnana Bar Papa, he says, my dechsev, what does it mean a pasuk in Eiv? Hashem does greatness without understanding, beyond our understanding, but the flois in misper and wonders without being able to be counted. So it says, it says, see how the measurement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like the measurement of a flesh and blood of a human being. Midas basav dam by a person, nisin chifetz bechemis. He puts an object in a flask, tsrura, tied, upia lamala, with its opening on the top, so it shouldn't fall out. Safik mishtamer, safik en mishtamer, and it's still a doubt, is it going to be protected or not? V'ilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where's by Hashem, tsar ha'uber b'mei ha'isha. He forms the fetus in the womb of the woman, pesucha, where the opening is open, upia lamata, and the opening is facing towards the bottom. U'mishtamer, still the fetus is protected inside. So therefore we see how great and how wondrous are the acts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another interpretation is Adam Nisan Chafetz of the Kaf Masnam. A person can put his objects on the scale, on the pan of a scale, Kazmat Shemachbet, the more heavier it gets, so you're at Lamatis, so the more the scale goes down. Vila Kaddish Bochu is a Kaddish Bochu, Kazmat Shemachbet Havlad, the heavier the child gets in development in pregnancy, Ailamala, it goes higher and higher. Like we said before, in the last stages of pregnancy, it's actually in the highest region of the woman's body. And Darsh Rabbi Yisrael Glili says, "Man, what does the pasuk in Tehillim? Aitcha al kineirois neflesia." David Melch says, "I praise you because greatness, great things you have done to create me. Nefla masecha, how wondrous are your actions? But nafshi das ma'id, my soul knows this very much." So it says, "Bay rei, come and see shleikim in the sakadosh bochum in the b'dam." How different is Hashem than the person? Midas basav b'dam by a person. Adam noisin zarein the baruga. Person can put seeds in a row in the garden. So each row where he puts the seeds is going to come out the species that were planted. But it could only be what was planted. He forms the fetus in the womb of the woman. And all of them come out to be the same thing. Meaning the seed of the father with the mother combine and make a new creation, which a person who's planting seeds can't do that. It's only going to come out what he planted. Another interpretation. Tzava nisin samanim l'yera. The one who dyes things, he puts the dyes into a vat. Kulanoyin litzavachar, all comes out to one dye, where there's many different things a person puts in, and they're all going to come out to be one big color, just a black. He can't dye in one vat from two or three different colors in two or three different places and come out two or three different types of colors. If it's all going to mix together, it's going to come out one color, a black. V'lakadosh Baruch Hu is by Hashem, Tzara Uba B'mei Isha, he forms the fetus in the womb of the mother. Kalachas v'achas oyleminoi, each one comes out according to its species, although it's all in the same vat, in the same woman, in the same uterus, where the whites from the men go and create the white parts, the blacks from the women create the black, even though it's all in the same pot, unlike a human, they can't do that. Does Rabbi Yisrael, he expounded the Bible, said, what does it mean the Pasuk in Yeshaya? Also with this terminology of Oitcha. Oitcha Hashem. I thank you, Hashem, ki anaftabi, because you got angry at me. I thank you, because that getting angry at me was for my goodness. Yashavapcha, when your anger is taken away, then I get consoled. Why would a person thank Hashem for getting angry at him? And he'll realize this after the anger is taken away. So, what's the pasuk talking about? Two people going out to do some business. And one of them gets a thorn in his foot. Now he can't walk. So he starts cursing. He says, I can't believe this big business I was supposed to do, and now I have this injury. A few days later, he hears that the boat that they were going on, his friend went on, sank at the sea. He starts thanking and giving praise. That's what the pasuk says, that your anger is taken away and you console me, where I see that the anger that you did for me, that I got this thorn, was actually for my goodness. This is what Rabbi Lazar says. He does wonders himself, which sounds like that he himself knows about his miracles, but the one who the miracle is even done for doesn't even recognize this. And blessed is his holy name, is his honorable name forever. Like we said, Afilah Balanes in the Makrabanes is only Levadoi, because even the one who the miracle is done for doesn't recognize the miracle Hashem is doing for him. Darsh Reb Chanina bar Papa says, Maidach Sebunim in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Archi, which is a terminology of relations, like we find the Pasuk in Mishlei, Derech Gever Ba'alama, the way of man is in a woman, the Rivi, another terminology of relations, like Larava. So regarding my marital relations, Zerisa, you selected with a sieve, as in winnowing, V'chol d'racha hiskanta, in all my ways you recognize. What's this referring to? Malamech lo yneitzer adam in kalatiba. A person is not formed from the entire drop of the seed of semen. Elo ben habar shabba, rather from the select part, like winnowing, which you take out the good and you leave the not so good. Tan Rebbe Shmuel was torn the brayse of Shibi Bishmal. Mashal adam shezar beveis agrans. This could be compared to a person who's winnowing, which one of the processes of getting the wheat out of the chaff in the house of the granary of the threshing house. He takes the food and he leaves the refuse. Same thing here in the development of a child. Says the Gemara, Kad Rebbe Vo, Rama, he poses it as a contradiction. Except that the pasuk in Shmuel Beis that David Melech says Vatazreini Chayil. Here Vatazrein is without an aleph, which it's from the word of mizaira, like of winnowing, of selecting. Yet Uksiv, it says the pasuk in Tilm that David Melech says Ha'il Hamazreini Chayil. He is with an aleph, as terminology of Hashem, who girds me with strength. So what is it? Is Hashem is without an aleph does for me that He selects, or that He girds me with an aleph? So I'm a double of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's both. Rabbi Yishlam, master of the world. Zeri Sani, first you select me from the best, and then Zeri Sani, then what you do select, you gird me with strength. Now Darsh Rabbi Vo expounds further. Ma'adach said, what's it mean the Pasuk of Bamidbar? That Bilam says, Mimona Afer Yaakov, who counts the dust of Yaakov? Who mispres Rabbi Yisrael and counts the Reva, which could mean the kneeling of the Jewish people, but it also has another terminology. So it says Malamech Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Seifa Es Riviyaseim Shali. So this comes to say Hakadosh Baruch Hu sits and he counts the times of relations of the Jewish people. Riviy could also mean that of having relations. Why is Hashem counting to see when is the relations of the Jewish people? He says, Masai Tava Tipa Shatzadik Neitzem, and he says, when is going to come that drop of semen that the righteous person is going to be formed from that? And Valdova Zen Nismas Inisha Bil Marasha. This is what Bil Marasha was saying in this prophecy. And it was for this I did that he was saying that was blinded the eye of the wicked Bilam. Because Amma, he said, Mishu Tarva Kadesh, he referring to Hashem, who he's pure and he's holy, Umashas of Termagadeshim, and his attendants are pure and holy. Yatzis Badova Zen, he's going to look at this thing to see when are they having relations? Miyad Nismas Ena. Right away his eye was blinded. The Sublik says the passage later on, Noam HaGever Shasom Ayin, says the man referring Bilam to himself that's blind in the eye. Now, it says the Gemara behind him, and this is what Rabbi Yechanan says, that yes, Hashem knows that this is a holy thing, And he looks to see when is this going to happen. Because Ma'idr said, what does it mean in the Pasuk in Bereishis that it says there in the Pasuk in Perek Lamed Pasuk Zayin, Tezayin, that says that Yaakov came from the field in the evening and Leah came out to him and she said to him, tonight you're coming to me because I have hired you with the doim, the type of flowers of my son. And it says, V'yishka v'ima b'layla hu. And he laid with her that night. Now it should have said b'layla hahu. What does it mean, who, him? It says like, he laid with her, him. What's, how do you read that? Him is referring to Hashem. Malamech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Siya Bo'isa Maisa comes to tell us HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he assisted in that action to have that relations happen that night. Shemak says the Pasuk Bereishis. Who was born from that night? Yisachar. That the Pasuk says, Yisachar Chamoy Garm, which means literally a strong-boned donkey. But the way the Pasuk could be read is Chamoy Garm Leili Yisachar. The donkey is what caused the birth of Yisachar because the donkey veered from the path of Yaakov, and it took him to the tent of Leah, and really that night he was supposed to be by one of the other wives. But Hashem made the donkey go over there, and that's what who? It was Hashem that was involved. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch was very much involved in regard to the mad relations of the Jewish people, which is a very holy thing, not the way Bilam HaRasha saw it. Now, Amar Bitzchak Amar Bami says, Isha Mezras Tchila Yeled Zachar. If a woman emits seed first, then a boy is born. If a man emits the seed first, if he brings forth the seed first, then they give birth to a girl. Shalom, like, so the pasuk can be yikra. It says, Isha ki zazriya, if a woman's going to conceive, going to emit seed, the yol de zachar, it's going to be born a boy. You see that when she's mazriya first, then a boy is born. Now, talking about when the Brisa Berishayna Hayyam, originally they would say, like we said this halacha, Isha mezras tchila yiled de zachar, if a woman emits the seed first, to give birth to a boy. Ish mezriyat chila yiladz nekev. If the man gives seed first, gives birth to a girl. But the sages didn't explain their halacha to tell us where you know this from. Achabar Reb Tzadik or Pirshon Torah, Reb Tzadik came along and he explained from Pasuk in Bereishis. Says Eila b'nei Leah that these are the sons of Leah asher yaldu leYaakov b'Padnaram, which were born to Yaakov in Padnaram. Ves Dina bite and his daughter Dina, which was also born from Leah. Now what you see from the pasuk is Tala hascham b'nekevus. The sons are being contingent on the girls, meaning it says B'nai Leah, the sons of Leah. The Nekevis Bischarm, and the girls are being contingent, dependent on the men, where it says Vizdina Bitoi, his daughter Dina. That's because, like the drash that we're saying, because since if a man emits seed first, then he gives birth to a girl, but the boys are because of the mother giving seed first. Now the Pasuk in Divrei Yom Aleph that says, V'yu B'nai Ulam Anoshim Gibori Chayil, the sons of Ulam were strong, mighty men. Derech Hekesh is those who pulled forth the arrows, the bows and arrows. Umar ben Bon b'nei Bonim, and he increased sons and grandsons. Now, how do you understand the Pasuk? V'chibiyadei shal odim laharbis bonim b'nei bonim, is it in the power of a human being to increase sons and grandsons? That's all in the hands of Hashem. How can it say that he increased his having sons and grandsons? So Ella rather says the Gemara Mitech as a Gintam and Bey, Shemashin Atzma Bebetim. Yeah, there is something that the person could do, that they delay themselves from emitting seed when they're on the stomach of their wives. Kadesh Ezrin, Nishasein Tchila, so that their wives should emit the seed first. Sheyib Benayim Scharm, so that their son should be male. Malalein Akosav, Kila Hei Marbim Bonim Benay Bonim. So the Pasuk considers it as if they were the ones who increased having sons and grandsons. This word of Katina said, it says, I can make that all my children should be sons. Well, he'll delay his emitting seed, and his wife will give forth seed first, and then he'll have boys and not girls. Now, Amar Rava, he says, whoever wants to make that all his children should be males, should have relations, and again have relations. So, since he increased his wife's desire by the first time having relations, so then she's going to finally emit seed. Now, although she's going to be emitting seed after him, but by the time he has relations the second time, she would have already emitted his seed, her seed, before he emits his seed by the second time, and then that they're going to be having a boy in because of her emitting seed first. Another teaching from Omer Bitzchok, Omer Bami, says, Ein isha misaberes ela samach levesta. A woman does not conceive only when it's near her expected period. Shnemak says, a pasuk in Tehillim, Hein ba'oven, behold in sin, meaning through the menstrual blood, which is a sign for pregnancy, as the Gemara says in Kesubis Daf Yudam Abay, is that any woman that has a lot of blood then has a lot of children, which that brings to sin, because one cannot have relations when the woman actually has a period. So Yitzchak is inferring that ba'avain, that in sin, meaning near the time of the sin of nidus, which is when a person is not allowed to have relations with a woman, that's when chaylatia was formed, because that's when she's going to conceive, right around the time when she's expecting her period. He says, no, the other end of the spectrum. Samach l'tefillah. Near the time when the woman immerses herself in the mikvah, after she already had her period, and she's now immersing herself in the mikvah, Shlomo says over there in that same pasuk, he says, uvachet, which, as the Gemara is going to shortly explain, is the terminology of immersion and purification. So what the pasuk is saying is, yeah, through the blood of the nidois, which brings to sin, chaylalti, it caused me to be formed, because like the pasuk says, that when I was chet, of my mother, meaning when I was purified from that dam nida, which is subsequently after immersing in the mikvah, then yechamas ne'imi, then my mother had me, that the conception is by the time of the tefillah. Says, come on, my mashm the high chet lishna de tchuyehu. Where do we see that the terminology chet means a terminology of purification? So, like it says, the pasuk in the Yikra, it says, v'chite asabayis, which metergamina, the Aramaic interpretation, that's what the pasuk is saying, is v'yitke yaspesa, is to purify the house. So you see the chet means purification, and therefore he holds that it's during the time of tefillah from mikvah, which is when a woman would be fertile to conceive them. If you want, you can say a pasuk in Tehillim that you see techateini be'ezev etter. David Melch says that purify me with the hyssop and I'll be pure. So you see again that the term that the pasuk is the bechet yechamas ni'imi is during the time of the tefillah and not at the time of the expected period. Another teaching, Vamer Yitzchak Omer Bami, says, Kimisha Bazacha Ba'ilam, once a boy, a male, comes to the world, Bas Shalom Ba'ilam, peace comes to the world. Shlomo says, a pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, Shilchu Kar, which means send a gift offering, which is a sign of peace, it's a peace offering, to the Maishal Arutz, to the ruler of the land. Which, that's what the understanding of the word Zachar, means a male, could be read, Zekar, that's the peace offering. So you see that the word Zachar means that peace, because peace comes to the world. Another teaching of Amr Yitzchak Deber Bami, Bazachala Ba'ilam, when a male comes in the world, Baki Karbiyadi, his bread comes in his hand, meaning his parnasa comes with him. Because you can read the word Zachar is Zekar. And what does Kar mean? The Chassid, like it says, Basuk Melachim Beis, Vayechulahem Kerig Adayla, they make for them a large meal. You see that the word Kar means meal, the Zachar is Zekar, this is his bread, his parnasa comes with him. Whereas Nekeva Einim Aklum, a girl, nothing comes with her. She doesn't get her parnasa with her. And that's how you could read the word nekeva. Nekeva could be read nekiyava, where the word nekiya literally means say clean, but it means like lacking. Like at the Gemara Baba Kama says, Yatza plenty nakam in the chasam. It came out empty from his assets. She comes empty. Ad da amr mezaini, until she says food, where she learns how to pray. Lo yavila, until then she's not given any food. So like it says, a pasuk in Bereishis. Nakfa schar chalai, which means to say, be explicit for your price on me, that Tena, and I will give it. Seirosa, we expound the word Nekeva the same way as be explicit, come out and say what you want, and then you'll get Parnasa, but until then she doesn't come with her bread in her hand. Shalom Tamid Bes Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechai. The students asked Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechai the following questions. Why did the Torah say that if a woman gives birth, she has to bring a karban? Why bring a karban? What does she do wrong? So Amalan, he said to them, because when a woman kneels to give birth, she jumps and she swears, childbirth, she swears, she's not going to have relations ever again. Therefore the Torah says that she has to bring a carbon for a shvuz bitui, for this oath that she's not keeping to bring a chatas. Now, Maskev Reviyasev asked on this interpretation, but she's deliberate. There's no carbon over here. The carbon of Shavuos Bita is only when it says Venelim, that it was a lapse of awareness. Here there's no lapse of awareness. Moreover, Bukharat Italian Milsa. If anything, this to open up this oath that she took, that she's not getting relations anymore, there's no idea of a carbon undoing an oath. She would have to undo the oath by coming to a sage and having regret, and then the sage nullifies the oath. Where does a carbon come in? Void, moreover, a carbon shvua bayasuya. Then she would have to bring a carbon of an oath, which is a kisbo, a seiro, a she-lamb or a she-goat, and the carbon that a woman brings when she's yeledis is a bird. So therefore, that's the difficulty with this interpretation of Shimon ben Yechai. But additionally, they asked him, why did they say that for a boy, a woman has 7 days of tuma, and the kevel arba asa, when she gives birth to a girl, she has 14 days of tuma? Says Rabbi Shimon Yechai, Zachar shakol semechem, by when she gives birth to a boy where everyone's happy. So mischaretzis l'shiva. So her regret of the oath that she had is only after 7 days. Meaning, after 7 days, she really desires to have relations again with her husband, that she could go ahead and conceive again because she wants to have another boy. For the first 7 days, she has that oath because she's of the child birth of pain. But after 7 days, already, okay, you know, everyone's excited that it's a boy. Then after 7 days, she regrets. So that's when she brings her carbon. That's when the days of Tumah end. That's not when she brings her carbon. That's when her days of tumah end. Nikavish, I call out saving, but by girl, everyone's sad about that birth. Mischaret is larba asa. She only regrets and that she wants to go back and have relations with her husband only after 14 days. But for 14 days, there's still a sense of loss, which is a halach of tumah for 14 days. So they asked him another question. Nema amr Torah milu lishmaina. Why do they say that circumcision of the child, of the baby boy, is only on that day 8 and not on 7 days? So he said, shalayu kul mismechem. That everyone at the bris should not be in joy that they're eating and drinking at the party, but of v'imat sevim, and the mother and father are sad because they're forbidden to have relations and because of the state of tumah that they're in. So therefore, after 7 days, which is that the general concept for a boy of yeledis that has tumah for 7 days, which biblically that's the halacha. So then after that, she could be pure for her husband. So then they could be intimate too, and not just everyone else having a good time. He said, why did the Torah say, nothing to do with what we're talking about until now regarding a woman giving birth, a woman that has a ri of dam, menstrual blood, that she's tummy for 7 days and she's forbidden to her husband? So he says, because a man is accustomed, whenever he wants to be intimate with his wife. And then she becomes disgusting to him, like anything that's pleasurable. When you have too much of it, it becomes disgusting. So I'm the Torah says, whenever she has a riyah of dam, te tmeya shiva yam, that she should be tummy, she should be distant 7 days. Kedei, so that it shouldn't be just so used to her, that to take her for granted. Shtei chaviva abala keshas kenisas l'chuppah, that she should be dear to her husband, like the moment when they came into the chuppah, when they got married. That's the importance of the relationship, that has that novelty, that freshness, every time that generally in once a month that she has that riyah of dam.
The students asked Rabbi Distoy ben Isha, why is it that it's usually a single guy who goes out looking for a woman until he gets married? But
why is it not the girls going after the men?
So he said, this could be compared to a person who lost a lost object.
Who's looking for who?
The one who lost his object, he goes after the lost object. Which the woman was created for man, it's his etzim atzamai, he's looking for the woman, not the woman looking for him.
Now, umamneima ish panav lamata, they asked him, why is it that during marital relations, the man's face is facing downward? V'isha panel lamala klap ish, and why is the woman facing upward towards the man?
So he said, zem imakam shenivra, the man is from where he's created from. He looks down to the ground where he was formed from earth.
V'zum imakam shenivras, and she's looking upwards towards him, who she was created from him. She was taken from man, and therefore she looks up at him. Each one looks, when they're having relations, to the place where they came from.
Why is it that a man could accept appeasement where he's easily appeased?
But a woman's not easily appeased. She's not easy to calm down, to accept.
So he said, this one man is from the place where he was created from, which is from the earth. Earth is soft, and it's easy to be nullified.
But Vizum Imakam Shanivas, the woman from where she was created from, which was from flesh and bone, which is hard, and therefore it's hard to appease her.
Memema Isha Kaila Arv, they asked him, why is it that a woman's voice is sweet, Ve'in Ish Kaila Arv, but the voice of a man's not sweet?
So he said, here also, Zem Imakam Shanivas, Vizum Imakam Shanivas, this one from where he was created, and this one from where she was created. She was created from bone of man, which when you hit bone, it makes a sound. But ground, when you hit the ground, nothing is heard.
The woman is told, because your voice is sweet and your appearance is beautiful, that's a woman because she's made from bone, whereas man is made from earth.
We shall return to the third parak of Masechet Znid, the parak of Mepeles Chaticha, which the main theme was like the title of the parak regarding a woman who miscarries something and we don't know exactly what it is regarding the days of Leida, of Nida. And with that, we begin the fourth parak of Masechet Znid, the parak Benois Kutim, which continues on the theme of the laws of Nida and Ziva. And specifically, our parak opens up with that of related to Kutim, which there are certain rabbinic decrees and concerns, which one of them relates to the laws of Nida and Ziva. Says the Mishnah, Benois Kutim. The Kuthians, which were a sect of people which were brought in by the Assyrians, and they have a questionable status as brought in Shas, if do they have a din as Yisrael or not, and later on in time. But either way, they weren't as careful as certain laws as the Jewish people, and therefore we
gave them certain rabbinic decrees of concern in regards to halacha. One of them is, as our Mishnah tells us, that the Kathleen girls are nidus marisasan. They're considered as menstruating women already in the cradle, meaning from even as a little girl. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly why that is. So to the Hakutim, the Kathleen men, mitamim mishkav tachton ke'elyon. When they lay on the bed, that the bed beneath them, as far down as possible, is the same halacha as when a regular person who is tamei as a zav, what's on top of him. As Gemara will explain this, there's more severe tumas generally on the bottom than on the top, when it's at the top of a zav. But here the Kathians, we don't know for sure, but because of concerns, as the Mishnah is going to explain, we consider what they lay on as what's on top, because the Mishnah tells them, nation boyali nidois, which that's the halacha of a man who has relations with a menstruating woman. He's not like the Nida herself, which the Mishkav Tachton has a more severe level of Tumah than Ke'elyon. Rather, by him, what he lays on, which is the Boil Nida, is going to be like what's on top of a Nida. Now, here we're assuming the Kasin that they are like a Boil Nidas. On that, the Mishnah comes to tell us, why are they considered that they have relations with Nidas? Aren't they concerned with halacha just like the Jewish people? Yeah, the problem is because by the Kathin women, any blood that they see, whether the blood is red or whether it's yellowish, they sit on it the days of Nida, I'll call dam vadam, for any type of blood that comes out of them, out of the uterus. Now, that's problematic for them. Because if, let's say, she sees yellowish blood, greenish blood, so she starts counting, like the days of Nida, which biblically the halacha is, counting that day plus another 6 days, where you could see blood throughout, but you have to count those days as the days of Nida. Now, the problem is, if during those 6 days she sees red blood, she's only going to be continuing to count from the original 1 day, and she'll count along. If let's just see on day 3, she'll keep on going 4, 5, 6 until she gets to 7. The problem is, halachically, the Dam Yarek was really tar. And really from the second time that she saw, let's say on day 3, was really where she was supposed to start counting and end 7 days from then. So because of that, it mixes up the whole calendar, and their wives are basically as nidais. So therefore, the men are like boiling nidus, and therefore, the Mishkav Tachton is Kalyan, like a regular man who has relations with a menstruating woman. Now, however, says the Mishnah, if someone clothes themselves with those garments that were slept on by the Kuthin men, and then he comes into the Beis HaMikdash, so he's not going to be liable al bias mikdash for having come into the Beis HaMikdash in the state of Tumah. He's going to be exempt from a carbon. And vein servant alayim as a truma, and if let's say the garments that were laying on by the Kuthin men touches truma, so then we don't have to burn the truma. It's going to be toiling, we suspend. You can't eat it, but you don't burn it. Why? Because ultimately, the tumah of these Kuthin men are doubtful, because we don't know if their wives are nida or not. And this that we said, that we assume that they are tumeis, that their nida is marisasan, that's a rabbinic decree, but we're not sure, so therefore we consider it stringently as tumah, but not regarding bringing a carbon or regarding burning the truma. But the Gemara asked on this opening halacha of the Mishnah, hey, chadami, what's the case tumah that we say that the Kuthin girls, right when they're just born, we consider them as nidas? Or if we see blood come out of the girl, even our girls, even in the crib, if she has a menstrual blood, she can be tamei, as the Gemara says on the next daf, that even a one-day-old girl could be tamei as nida, as the pasuk says, ve'isha. So, and be the like a chazin, if they didn't see any dam, so did hunamilai, so then their kathin girls also shouldn't be considered nida. What are we saying here regarding b'nai's kutim? So, Amar Rav, b'reidra, v'acha, b'arav, huna, Amar Rav, sheshi, says, hacha, my skin, what we're talking about over here is bestama. Unspecified. We don't know. But the kivin, the ikamiut, the chazin, since there is a minority of girls that do see, even when they're a little girl, some red menstrual blood, so chashinu, we're concerned for the minority, and therefore we're going to say that all of them are tamei, even when they're little girls, because maybe they did see, and because of that concern, that's why we said that they're going to be nidus marisasan. And again, we said a different halacha related regarding the kathin men's, that since the women, for a different thing, that they don't have the halacha clear regarding what's dam nida, what's not, they confuse things up, and therefore the men are having relations with nida, and therefore their mishkav tacht is kelyan, but only out of doubt, not definitively. And so to by b'nais kutim, we don't know for sure that they need this, but because of the miyad that do see, we're concerned and we consider them as nidas marisas.